We should be supporting Trump's support for this so-called peace deal with Iran, which, of course, isn't really a peace deal. It's a memorandum of understanding, and it's really just an agreement to begin to negotiate the terms of lasting peace. But it's a step in the right direction, and it's very clear that Israel is doing everything in its power to try to sabotage this deal. And Trump is beginning to push back against Israel. He's publicly talking about how Israel has gone too far in bombing residential buildings in Lebanon. And it looks like the U.S. Air Force is beginning to pull out fuel tankers from Israel, which would reduce Israel's ability to bomb Iran. In effect, Trump is sending a signal in a subtle way without publicly announcing it, but the signal is telling Israel that we are no longer going to support your war with Iran, and you also need to stop your war with Lebanon. Because, you see, Iran has made these demands as the terms of peace. If the Strait of Hormuz is to be reopened, and if the oil is to flow again, and the fertilizer and the helium and everything else, then what has to happen is Israel has to stop bombing Lebanon, and the U.S. war of aggression against Iran has to come to an end. I believe Trump is now willing to stop the U.S. side of that. I think he's willing to do it. But I think also Israel is not willing to do it. And they're going to do everything in their power to try to sabotage this deal. They're going to try to, you know, threaten Trump or bully Trump or do whatever is necessary to make sure that there's never any peace whatsoever. So this becomes a huge test of wills between Trump and Netanyahu. Will Trump put America's interests first, or is he going to betray America and put Israel first and continue this war? And it looks like we're about to find out the answer to that question in the coming days or weeks. But don't put it past Israel to get totally crazy about this, in the sense that they could carry out false flag operations in the United States in order to blame Iran and to reignite this war against Iran and give Trump and Congress a reason to demand the resumption of mass bombing of Iran, which is what Lindsey Graham wants, it's what Mark Levin wants, etc. All these Zionist sellouts, all these traitors, who, by the way, I think need to be completely removed from power. I think it's very clear that Hegseth needs to be removed. I think it's clear that, you know, Pompeo and Huckabee all need to be removed. There are senators like Senator Ted Cruz, who's obviously a sellout to Israeli interests. Of course, he can't be removed until the next election, unless he's, you know, blackmailed and forced to resign or something like that. But I don't see that likely to happen. So Trump needs to start cleaning house. He needs to remove the Israel firsters out of his administration, which is interesting because he's the one who put them there with the approval of the Israel firsters, or let's say the wealthy Jewish lobby that demanded veto power over all of his appointments. And now Trump is finding out that those people are traitors to America, and they're gonna cause Trump to go down in history as the worst failure of a U.S. president ever if he doesn't get rid of them. He's got to start putting America first, and he's running out of time. Now, another thing that's interesting is that we haven't yet felt the most extreme economic pain from this situation, and that economic pain is yet to come. In the months ahead, you'll start to feel it, especially in August and September and October, leading up to the midterms. It's going to get bad. And I think that some, maybe oil executives, some economists, I don't know, somebody has read Trump the Riot Act, so to speak, and told him that if he doesn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz, it's going to get extremely bad for the U.S. economy in the months leading up to the midterms, and that's going to lead to a political defeat in the midterms. So Trump is desperately fighting against the Israeli infiltration of his own administration at this point in order to try to save the GOP in the upcoming midterms, and in essence to save himself from the very high likelihood of impeachment by a Democrat-controlled House and even possibly a Senate. So that's really what's going on here. So unfortunately, it's too early to know how this is going to play out. But I don't underestimate Israel's power to carry out false flag operations or to threaten Trump or to leverage its assets in Congress or in the White House. You know, like, just look at the people who are surrounding Trump in the White House. Almost all of them are loyal to Netanyahu over Trump. So Trump has a very similar problem to what he had in his first administration. He has surrounded himself with traitors. And now he's stuck. So he's either got to clean house and start firing people, or he's going to go down with the ship and we will have no peace. And America and the world will pay a steep economic price, and Trump will go down in history as the worst president ever if he allows that to take place. Let's hope that doesn't happen. I'll do my best to keep you posted, and you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also my articles and infographics at naturalnews.com. So, yeah, get ready. I'll keep you posted as best I can. Take care.
Astaxanthin is one of the most powerful antioxidants in nature. Boost your intake of potent antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.